is Lulu. And before that, we heard from Delphine Dayu here on Radio 9 WICT. I have to get to the weather and a public service announcement, but my engineer is in the control room right now, and he's holding up a finger to me, and it's not the finger he usually holds up during the show. He's telling me that Roy Mulhill, our traveling correspondent, is out in the Mike Levine Memorial Talking Machine, WRZT Mobile News Unit number 3, and he has a fast-breaking news story for us. Is the feed ready? Okay, come in, please, Roy Mulhill in Mobile News Cruiser number 3. Where are you, Roy?
Jay, I'm out here at the corner of 5th of Bigelow, where a large crowd has gathered to demonstrate against the G20 summit of world leaders. With me is the leader of the group, Tim Kronoski of Greenfield. Tim, you realize that the summit actually ended yesterday.
Yeah, we're aware of that, Roy. Unfortunately, we did not make it down here before today.
Was there some sort of a logistical problem or what happened?
That's a good question. I really can't say. We had every intention to start protesting on Wednesday, but it just didn't come to be. And then Thursday, we definitely plan to join that march over there in Arsenal Park. But Michelle, she's one of our organizers. I guess she didn't wake up early or something, and so we eventually decided to call it off. And then Friday, I'm not sure what happened either, but Friday we certainly plan to be here.
About how many people do you have in your organization?
That's another good question. We keep sort of meaning to get together like a membership roster, but so far no one seems to be doing that. We need to have an organizational meeting, I guess, and that just we haven't had one in a while.
How long have you been in existence?
Yeah, well, we started talking about marching for social justice and peace, like, 8 or 10 years ago was when we first started talking.
So how many demonstrations have you been in since then?
This is our first one.
We're talking with Tim Kronoski. He's leading a protest against the G20 summit of world leaders today, one day after the summit ended. Tim, what is the name of your group?
We're called the Pittsburgh Procrastinators for Peace.
So your goal then is what? To raise awareness of global injustice by not doing anything on time.
We actually don't have a mission statement yet, Roy, but we're going to get one any day now.
Well, then, I guess I better let you start your rally. What time is it supposed to begin?
It was supposed to start at 10 o'clock this morning, Roy, but a lot of our people are just arriving now. Excuse me.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Someday!
What do we want?
Well, so
justice!
There you have it, Jay. What appears to be the final protest of the week against the G20 summit of world leaders, one day after the events ended by the Pittsburgh Procrastinators for Peace. I hear police arriving in the background. Excuse me, Mr. Kronoski, what do you plan to do if the police tear gas you? Do you folks have gas masks?
Yeah, we meant to buy those, Roy. We haven't gotten around to it yet.
Okay, then. Reporting live from the corner of 5th and Bigelow in Oakland, I'm Roy Mulhill for Radio 9 WRCT.
What do we want?
Justice!
When do we want it?
Someday!
What do we want?
Justice!
Thank you very much, Roy. That's kind of catchy. I kind of like that. I'm not sure. Here is a justice issue that you can get involved with. The Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is asking you to join the campaign to end hunger. The food bank serves 120...